Let's talk about the paparazzi today. Or actually, we're going to talk about the singular paparazzo. Just one paparazzi is a paparazzo. I'm not sure I really knew that fact, although it makes sense, but I'm not sure I'd ever considered it before working on this episode. And of course, today's episode is part of a feature that we call Your First $1,000. It is, in fact, about how someone got going with their side hustle, their income-generating project, and made that $1,000. How did they get to that point? Not their first $100,000, but their first $1,000. And it's because, you know, I have learned just through my own experience and from so many listeners that once you begin to earn real money, the steps required to go to the next level, whether that's $1,000 to $2,000 or to $5,000, $10,000, whatever the number is, it's often much easier. You know, the process is much easier than that first real paycheck. So we like to deconstruct the process of idea to income. And with that in mind, today's feature comes from Jamie in Orange County, California. He is, in fact, a personal paparazzo, one paparazzi. And in fact, this is mostly just a branding thing. He's actually not trying to shoot celebrities. He does photo shoots for locals and visitors to the greater Los Angeles area, making them look famous, or at least making them look good, you know, for their social media. So what about that first $1,000? How did he make it happen? What did it feel like? What did he learn? Let's hear it from Jamie. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi there. My name is Jamie. And I'm the person behind the lens of the most unusual and entertaining side hustle, giving clients the celebrity treatment by snapping paparazzi-style photos of their daily life. Here's a story of how I earned my first $1,000 and some tips to help you do the same woven into my journey. It all started with my friend, who lives in Orange County. She had a birthday coming up and I wanted to give her a unique and unforgettable gift. Knowing her obsession with all things celebrity, I had a crazy idea. For one day, I'd follow her around like a paparazzo, capturing candid shots of her going about her day. The key was knowing my target audience, and my friend fit the bill perfectly. The paparazzi day was a smashing success. My friend loved her surprise and couldn't stop laughing at the photos of her performing mundane tasks, like grocery shopping and getting coffee, as if she were some kind of Hollywood A-lister. Her excitement was contagious, and soon other friends began requesting the same experience. Seeing the potential for a side hustle, I created a website and social media profiles to showcase my work and market my new paparazzi for a day service. Utilizing social media and sharing my work on platforms like Instagram and Facebook was crucial for building credibility and attracting new clients through word-of-mouth marketing. I offer various packages, from half-day sessions to full-day extravaganzas, and I learned the importance of being creative and adaptable. Every client's different, so it's essential to tailor the experience to their preferences and personalities. I even included a red carpet event at the end of the day for an additional fee and provided the option to have the photos edited, printed, and presented in a custom photo album as a keepsake. Soon, my calendar started to fill up with bookings. From birthday surprises to bachelorette parties, people loved the idea of being the center of attention for a day. I had a blast capturing their celebrity moments, and my clients relished their time in the spotlight. As I hit the $1,000 earnings milestone, I realized the importance of networking and collaborating. One thing I found absolutely crucial was prioritizing client satisfaction. Going above and beyond to ensure my clients had an unforgettable experience meant that they were more likely to recommend my services to others, which proved invaluable for growing my business. Embracing my inner paparazzo has been an absolute blast, and I've had the pleasure of making people feel like celebrities while earning a nice side income. My journey is a testament to the fact that if you have a unique idea and are willing to put in the work, you too can create a fun and profitable side hustle. Just remember to know your audience, stay adaptable, and prioritize client satisfaction. Oh, and one more thing, it really helps to have fun.
Jamie, this is a cool business. Thanks so much for telling us about your first $1,000. Here's to many more thousands of dollars. And listeners, I hope you found it encouraging and interesting, always looking for different ideas and such. If you have a question or a nomination, perhaps, an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions, today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2354. And that's all for now, but of course, more coming up. It's always free wherever you like to listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
Right. from the Onward Project.